Thank you very much, Ambassador Al-Sharif, for that warm introduction. And let me start by congratulating you all, the graduates, wherever you are, parents and teachers and everyone who contributed to organize this memorable day. Today is the end of one journey and the beginning of the next for you. I am therefore very happy to be here with you today and take part of your commencement. Today is a great day for you, for your family, your communities, your current nation, and your country of origin. Although each one of you have degrees from different institutions as a result of the hard work and dedication and the many years you've put in, although each one of you have a specialization in different subjects, you are all today equipped with an equal tool which will guide you to shape your future. Your hard work and education over the past years have allowed you to acquire an academic tool of systematic thinking. That is what you have accomplished, a tool of systematic thinking. And since this academic tool can be advanced to an intellectual tool, I trust that this is not the end of the education journey for all of you, so that you will be that boy or that girl who will shape the future of your generation in line with your dreams and imaginations. Some of you might be the first generation of your family to graduate from university, and it is particularly hopeful for Somalia and for me especially to see the number of girls graduating today equal to, if not more, than their male counterparts. This is truly inspiring for our nation and for our people. Today, you graduate at a time when the world is facing a major health crisis that has made us realize how interconnected and interdependent the world is. The COVID-19 has taught us that while the world and countries talk about artificial borders, how borderless the world actually is. You graduate at a time of rapidly globalized and digitalized world when no country survives on its own. A highly determined world where people compete with machines for jobs. A world with inadequate resources where competition is superior to cooperation. In a world where your skills determine your chances of success, where opportunities depend on individual capacity and the social structures of each nation. So my young brothers and sisters, as you embark on this new journey to shape your destiny, it is important to keep in mind that your generation, the generation you represent, finds itself at a defining moment in history. Because despite the fast pace of economic and technological advancements, inequality and injustices are still the biggest hindrance to a world where people can coexist peacefully and children can grow and thrive in societies where everyone has the same opportunities, no matter what background, race or gender you are from. In other words, making a better world and a better future, it is what your journey is directed at today. And by now, you've heard of the African proverb that every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must outrun the fastest lion or it will be killed. Every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the slowest gazelle, or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter if you are a gazelle or a lion, but you had better be running when the sun comes up. In order for us to contextualize this proverb in an African context, in the global setting, in comparison, in the context of continents, Africa remains to be the gazelle. And in the context of nations, Somalia remains still one of the slowest paced gazelle. Yet our country is home to a youthful population who have the same dreams and aspirations like you today. It is also home to the longest coastline on the African mainland, with untapped potential resources including fisheries, minerals, agriculture, oil, gas, service economy, and it is entrepreneurial people, especially on businesses. These and other productive resources can deliver rapid economic growth, making the necessary impact on our people's lives and livelihoods. Yet we must ask ourselves, with all this potentiality, wouldn't you expect that we in Somalia should be the lion and not the gazelle? The reason we couldn't be that lion is because of the impact of the past 30 years. So while you may think you have today graduated to begin your career and improve the living standards of your families, I'm here to argue that you have a much bigger role to play. You are today the new dawn for this reality. It is often being said that the young people are the leaders of tomorrow. No, you are actually the leaders of today. This very minute, not tomorrow. From today, you shoulder a responsibility towards a great country that is recovering from the wounds of the past 30 years. Somalia is starting to recover and discover its potential, but it is in need of young people like you to steer it forward. The reason I believe we can change that now is because the hope and the aspirations I see in the younger generation of people of Somalia and people of Somali origin who are graduating from different universities like yours. Those of you who are graduating from different areas and making the efforts to come back and rebuild their country are the hope we have. We believe we are here, people like me and our ambassador, only on a temporary basis for you. You are the real successors of this great nation, and we wait your return to come back and rebuild your motherland. And as you do that, it is equally important to you prove yourself in the countries where you are now. I am very confident that all of you will be successful in one way or the other.